Shall we pray?
Father, in your house this morning, we're here sharing with your children what we really are. And Lord, you knew well all of those marvelous benefits of salt, and you chose especially and selected that one little word to tell us what we are and how we are supposed to be in this world of sin and shame. Thank you, Lord, for what we are. You have made us what we are, not we ourselves. We pray that you'll keep us. We pray that you'll preserve us. Keep us unspotted from the world where we'll be able to preserve our saltiness. And Lord, where we lack this morning, you've just used these simple words to show us where we are short. Sometimes we get the feeling that we're just at the top of the ladder when really we got a false estimate of ourselves. You said, he that thinketh he is something when he is nothing deceiveth himself. We don't want to be self-deceived. Help us to know who we are and what we are and what we have, and then use what we have and bring it into contact with that which is soiling and spoiling, that we may keep it from deteriorating any further. But we ask it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we trust that your Holy Spirit has spoken even a word to those who are unsaved. May, ere this service comes to a close, they find peace with thee, O Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we ask it. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Father, we thank you this day that our heart is hurt for false fire, wildfire, artificial fire, pretended fire. We want the real and the genuine or nothing at all. And Lord, we know that if we're not getting that heavenly fire falling, then there's something we need to do to get that Spirit of the Lord moving the way that he should and the way he wants to. We know that we need you. We welcome this sacred fire on our hearts. Restore our saltiness, Lord, where we become ineffective, that we'll be more and more effective for you, not only to be sweetened in ourselves and purified in ourselves, but a preserving of those around about us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, as we come to the close of this class, but thank you, Lord, not from the close of the services of this day. We pray that you speak to the hearts of those of your children who have heard the word of the Lord, that all of us will be salted with fire. And Lord, those who can't take that Holy Ghost fire will at least be salted with your salt, that purging and that purifying to make us really clean, so that we can retain our saltiness and also regain our saltiness. For Lord, we know we're of no worth to you. You said that if we don't have salt, we're good for nothing. What an awful label to have to put on us, your people who are the salt of the earth. You said we're the salt, but you said we're good for nothing if we lose it. Lord, we know this is kind of invades and hurts the doctrine of security of the saints, but you put it in your word, and we're not going to dilute your word down to try to protect some doctrines, but try to get our doctrine shaped up to your word. And oh God, this morning, do that work of purging and purifying, because your people wanted it. They want to be clean, because we know you're coming for a church that's pure and holy and spotless and without blemish. And Lord, for that sinner man, that sinner woman, who is outside of Jesus and sick and tired of sin, wallowing in sin, death sentences over them. The sting of death is sin. They've been stung, and the deadly poison of sin is in them, and it's killing them. And you said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh God, bring them to life in Jesus Christ. For you said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Help them to turn to you and receive you today, and leave out of here with eternal life abiding in their heart, and to become your salt of the earth. In Jesus' name we ask it. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Father, here we are this morning in your house, thanking you that you have made us the light of the world. Because, Lord Jesus, you, the true light of the world, have come in our hearts to dwell. Help us to just now let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works. and in turn glorify our Father which is in heaven. And may we so walk with you, Lord, that never a time would we ever allow or want anybody to glorify us for good deeds that are done. But we will love you so much that we'll give on to you the glory that is not only due to your name, but even past due in many a life. Dear Lord, if there be a sinner man or sinner woman here this morning, we pray that thy saving grace will come into their hearts, that they will no longer sit in darkness, but Lord, that you, the light of the world, will shine into their heart, reveal to them the beauty of real, genuine Christianity, that they will want to become your property, your children, children of light and children of the day, and enter into the world to come to be forever with you as children of light. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. And all said, amen. Father, it's been a privilege to share your word with your children. Thank you for the word of God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. You even said the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding unto the simple. Lord, chase away any shadows and any darkness from us, that we will have, Lord God of heaven, not only plenty of light for ourselves to walk in, but plenty of light to share it with one another. As Christians and as believers, because you said that we're to give light to all that are in the house, and then also light to all who are outside of the house, outside of your family. You said we are a light to the world, and help us to let our light shine wherever we're at. And with courage and with boldness, and delivered from the spirit of fear that Satan has tried to put our lights out by putting that wicked fear upon us. Lord, deliver everyone who has been in any way bound or shackled or fettered or hindered by it. And even of those who are sinners, Lord, you want them saved and you want them in your house and you want them in your family. But fear that they couldn't live the life, or they couldn't endure to the end, or fear they wouldn't really be a consistent Christian, or they'd be hypocritical, or the way was too strict for them. We pray you'll deliver them from those fears. We know they come from the devil. For you who supply your salvation, you give us the power to live this life. And it's not us, but it is you living it through us. So Lord, just help us to yield more and more to you, and take over. Take over in the service to follow. And may many souls find Jesus Christ here this day come to his close, either in this church or also throughout the land. But we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lord, there are those here this morning that have gone through troublesome times, and it confused their mind. It perplexed them. Why me, Lord, when I've tried to live for you as best I knew how? You're giving us in your word here an answer that we need to hear, that many times you allow things to come our way to take us deeper and to bring us closer to your heart. We've coasted, we've gotten lukewarm. We just have not really been pressing the battle through to the gate of the enemy. We've just been, Lord, negligent in some areas of our service to your cause and kingdom, negligent in our prayer life and our feeding on your word. We acted like we weren't in a battle, and you told us to put on the whole armor of God, and we didn't have it on, so we got battered. And Lord, we're praying you help us to take that whole armor and put it on. You gave us these defensive weapons. We thank you for them, to protect us and to safeguard us. And then you gave us that offensive weapon of that sword of the Spirit, which is your precious word. And we know, Lord, that we don't use a sword on our friends and only on the enemy, the enemies of the cross. And we pray that you'll help us to use your word effectively, having hid it in our heart that we wouldn't sin against you. And then use it, Lord God of heaven, to bring a message to the sinner of their undone condition, to show them the light. For you said the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding unto the simple. Oh, Father, if there is a sinner man or a sinner woman here today, unsaved, undone, without being without hope in this world, and they're in darkness, spiritual blindness, ignorant, Lord, that they're on the way, broad road that leads to destruction, may this word this morning of open their eyes to see And Lord, that you are the only Savior from sin, the only remedy from sin, the only deliverer from sin. And may this morning, Lord, ere this service comes to a close, they repent of their sins, trust in your blood to cleanse them, and begin a brand new life by calling on your name and receiving you as Savior, Lord, and Master, and confessing you openly with their mouth, unashamedly, that they are now under your control, that you are their captain of their salvation. And I know you'll lead us all to victory as we trust in you. Have your way in this day, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning that our lights can shine, and they're supposed to shine, and they will shine. And shining only that people will see the good that is coming from us. Lord, we want to have more good works manifested by our life, that people will see them and in turn glorify you, because they know it wasn't us, that we couldn't do those things. And they will know, Lord, that it is you that has so changed and transformed us and made us new creatures in Christ, until our life is beautiful because you have made it so. We're kind and gracious and gentle and tender-hearted and compassionate and merciful. And Lord, we show forth tender mercies and even loving kindness and gentleness, because you have so refined us and purged out all of the coarseness, the sharpness, the harshness, the unkindness. Lord, deliver us from any critical or fault-finding spirit. We pray in its stead that we'll speak good of people. If we see any good in there, no, we, Lord God, grant it that never be so, that any of us couldn't have some kind thing said of us. We ask you, Lord, to help us to look for the good and not hunt for bad in people with the satisfaction of a dentist hunting for cavities in people's teeth. Lord, deliver us from being negative. Help us to let our light shine brighter and farther than ever before, that people in turn will want to come to this church because they see that the beauty of Christ is so manifested in us that they want to find you and know you too, as they've seen you so manifested in our lives. Touch the heart of any sinner who is here today, Lord, that you put it in their heart to come. May this day be the best day of their life, when they get rid of their sins and get you, Lord Jesus, into their heart. Wash them in thy blood. Help them to know this day that you are the only Savior, that you have come to seek and to save that which is lost, and you want them in your family. The devil's blinded the mind and heart in their heart and sinned so long. They've walked in darkness, they live in darkness, they sit in darkness, and the devil, the prince of darkness, has had dominion over them. But Lord, break his hold and let souls be loosed and unfettered and unshackled and set free to begin a new life walking in the light of the Lord. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for your word. It is so dear and precious to our heart. You said the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding unto the simple. You said that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Any man or any woman or young person who is here this morning who is not saved, Lord, they're sitting in darkness and they walk in darkness. We've given them your word with a hope and with a desire that their eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. There is a remedy for sin. They need not walk any longer in darkness, with the power of darkness, Satan, over them, dominating them, blinding them. But Lord, they can walk in the glorious light as thou art in the light. And we pray that you'll bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light, as you said in Colossians 1:13 that you would do. And Father, let this day be a day of joy and gladness in this house over sinners finding peace and thy salvation. And believers, Lord God of heaven, now walking in the light that you've given to us and hating darkness and refusing to walk in darkness, refusing to live in sin, because you said in your word that sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law but under grace. And you also said in your word, dear Lord, that we are to pray every day, we're to pray that you would deliver us from evil and lead us away from temptation. And this is what we pray for this morning, for deliverance. For you said the Lord shall deliver thee from every evil work and preserve thee unto his heavenly kingdom. Thank you for the deliverance you have given. And for those who want it and are seeking it this morning to have it. And we pray you'll grant it to them in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I shared with you the good news. Let's share it with others. And let your light so shine before men, mankind, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father, we call on you on the behalf of every soul that is precious in your sight here this morning. You're not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you take the scales from the eyes, the blindness from the heart, that Satan so cruelly, Lord God of heaven, blinded the lost to their only hope of eternal life and salvation and deliverance from sin. But Lord, we've here this morning taken the scales from eyes, and also shared with your children to share with others the good message, the good news. You said, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Lord, that message which the angels brought at that Christmas time, we share it today, Lord. It's still the gospel, the good news. You are the Savior, the only Savior. And we pray this day salvation will come to many. And backsliders will be reclaimed. And the name of Jesus will be exalted by your children. Help us to live the life in such a way that many will want to know you. Lord, where we lack, where we're short, please forgive us. That we in no way will stumble and trip up one soul. That no one would lose confidence in your word and in your saving gospel by seeing us living a cheap and a sordid life. Professor, but not a possessor. Oh, God, hear and answer prayer this morning, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.